Ahead of the November election, people are worried about cutbacks at the U.S. Postal Service. Last week, two letter processing machines were removed from the USPS facility in Traverse City. They say the machines were decommissioned to improve efficiency. But the union, which represents Postal Service workers in Michigan, says the changes are troubling. IPR's Taylor Wisner joins me this morning to fill us in. First off, what are these machines? What happened to them? Why were they dismantled?
Well, a little background. If you've been following the news, you know that the Postal Service has been in trouble for a little while. So the Postal Service loses money. One of the big reasons for that is it started off with a lot of debt because it pre-funds the retirement packages for its career employees, which is most of them, and no other government agency does that. So they're kind of starting off with this big pool of money that they don't have accounted for. And so under this new administration, they brought in new leaders at the Postal Service who are kind of revamping the Postal Service. But the union president of the workers in this area says that last week, two of those big sorting machines, letter sorting machines, were taken apart. As you may have heard across the country, this is a trend. One of those machines was sent to the Postal Service location in Lansing, taken apart, and the other one was pretty much scrapped.
Okay, so why is the union concerned about this, Taylor?
Well, first of all, the Postal Service, they say that it's better to have fewer machines with more functions built in. The idea is that they kind of build longer machines that are able to process more mail. And they say that's because, you know, these days there's less letter mail and more parcels. But the union leader I spoke with kind of questioned this decision. He says that just getting rid of machines reduces sorting power, especially since Traverse City a couple of years ago got a lot more mail to sort because the Gaylord branch was shut down. So they have a lot more mail to sort, and the direction they're going in it doesn't make a lot of sense to this leader. They've also started a policy that's affecting Traverse City where every truck has to leave at its scheduled time. The sort of the idea is to get carriers out earlier in the day and back on time and to reduce overtime. But it's also made mail carriers have less time to pack their sorted mail in the morning. The problem there is that late mail often arrives a little bit later in the morning if it missed the first truck. And so they miss getting that mail and sorting it for the day. And that's led to delays in letter mail arriving.
Taylor, this month's primary election saw a surge in absentee voters, and there was some question as to whether these changes had an impact on the primary election. I want to focus on November's election, which is just weeks away now. Is there concern that changes will impact the post office's ability to make sure every ballot is counted at this point?
Well, sure. I'm glad you brought that up because it's interesting. There were postal inspectors at the Traverse City branch in August for the August primary, I'm told. And things did not go smoothly with these new changes in effect. So because of the strict times of when carriers had to leave and trucks were meant to arrive, some of the election mail didn't make it in the first truck, and the postal inspectors were quite worried about getting that mail out. So they sent special transportation to make sure everything was delivered to the right place on time. So there weren't concerns about making those deliveries. However, there was a concern that these policies could slow down the election mail if they weren't as vigilant. But, you know, the union leader I spoke with, he said because they were watching so closely, they've kind of learned from some of their mistakes. And also, you know, the Postmaster General in that hearing on Friday, he just sort of affirmed that these changes won't go into effect until after the election and that election mail is really going to get the priority.
That was IPR's Taylor Wisner filling us in on changes happening at the Postal Service in Traverse City and really nationwide. Taylor, thanks.
Sure thing. Thanks, Dan.